Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear. Yeah. Come on, those things work. Put them to work. Praise be to God. This is a wonderful day. I know that it's a little bit cold and a little bit windy, and thank God it's not raining. Amen? That's right. Praise be to God for that. Or snowing, as I hear some people, somebody told me a little bit earlier that they saw some flurries in Thurmon. So praise be to God that there is not here yet. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. My brothers and sisters, I am Pastor Eliezer and the senior pastor here at Trinity United Methodist Church in Frederick, Maryland, and we are glad to have you with us. It's a blessing to be here, of course, in the parking lot, and to be able to praise together, to be able to worship God together, for that's indeed what we have been called to do, and to especially on a Sunday morning. I know that there are so many folks who are watching also online, and we are grateful for your presence online, and we pray to the Lord that as you hear the songs, as you hear the readings, as you hear the prayers, as you hear the message for this morning, that God indeed may speak to you through one of those venues. For we know indeed that God can speak to us in any way God wants and in any way God desires. So we indeed are glad that you're with us and that you are able to spend this time with us. So that you know, of course, we have been doing this for several months, and we will continue to connect with you. If we're not able to do it out here, we will still be in worship inside the church, and we will be live streaming the service so that you can still be connected to us. If you're interested in connecting to us for our studies in the church, Bible studies and different studies that we're doing in the church, please feel free to connect with us. Visit our website, and you will see the address to our website on your screen. So come and visit. Find out all the things that we're able to offer so that you can be part of our continue learning and growing together, so that we can continue to grow in our faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. So please join us. For we want to have you with us. We want to have you experience again all the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. We want to keep you safe, and we want to keep you healthy. And we believe that God is using this venue so that we can do that and still be connected and still be worshiping the living God together. So, my brothers and sisters, as we come together, as we continue to worship the living God this morning, may God bless us all as we come to be in God's presence. My brothers and sisters, welcome. Welcome to the joyful time that God has set aside for us. May you be able to share that joy here. Welcome to the tired and weary. May you find rest here. Welcome to the lonely, and you find community here. Welcome to the sick, may you find healing here. Welcome to those who mourn, may you find comfort here. Welcome to the foreigner, the stranger, to the refugee, may you find safety here. Welcome to every nation, every race, every gender, may you find hospitality here. The God who delights in all of creation is in our midst. Come, let us together adore the living God. This is, we're coming to the reading of Scripture, and it's going to be a little bit of a reading this morning, so please bear with me. The first reading is from Psalm 90, verses 1 through 12. Thus reads the word. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes, it is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath. We are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days pass away under your wrath. Our years come to an end like a sigh. The days of our life are 70 years or perhaps 80. If we are strong, even then their span is only toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. The reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 reads so. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon the pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet of the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whatever we are, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, as indeed you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The reading from the gospel comes from the gospel of Matthew in his chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. Thus reads the word. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received 5 talents went off and at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came to settle accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. The one with 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. you have been trustworthy in the few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one who had received the one talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. We read 3 passages from Scripture that each one of them is just a powerful story. Indeed, it speaks about the faithfulness of God in each case. And that's, of course, what we want to talk a little bit about that, of course, about that faithfulness of God, and also about how do we enter into the joy of God, into the joy of our Master. So would you please pray with me? Blessed and loving God, we present to you, Lord, this morning this message. Loving and blessed God, I pray, Lord, that you indeed use this message to speak to us, Lord, to your people here gathered, to those who are watching from a distance, Lord, that you may indeed open our hearts, our minds, and our understanding, Lord, to hear what you have to say to us, Lord. For we all need to hear your word, Lord. So speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to each and every one of us here gather, and for those who are watching at a distance who are gathered with us, Lord, may your Holy Spirit reach out to them too, Lord, and may your word come to them, Lord, in the way you desire for them. Loving and blessed God, to you we present this message this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I know we haven't done this in a while, but, you know, I thought, why not, right? This is one of those things we have done in Sunday services for a while, and I think that it's a great reminder always to us, right? Would you repeat after me? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen, amen. Indeed, so is the word of God. Do you want to enter into the joy of your master? I will put it as a question, even though it's not a question in the scripture, right? In Matthew 25, we read about the servants who come, who God has called, and who God has given them a responsibility. And these servants whom God has given a responsibility, they have been told to do something with this resources that God has given them. And usually people take this passage to speak about stewardship, and so we do a lot of things about this passage with stewardship. But I don't want to talk about stewardship, for we have talked about stewardship a lot, and still, even when we don't want to, sometimes we go and talk about stewardship, for it's something that is part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. But in this case, I want to focus, of course, on the idea of what this passage is addressing. For you see, the passage is one of the stories that come in the previous lessons that we have read in the gospel. In Matthew 24, especially, we hear Jesus telling the story about the signs of the ends of the time. And so Jesus, from Matthew 24 verses 1 through 35, we hear the story of Jesus narrating how things are going to be, what the things that we're going to be looking into when the time for the end is near. And so sort of we are getting prepared to the story about what is happening here. And so Jesus then, after he tells us about this, what is going to happen, he's also telling us about the importance of faithfulness. For we are called to be a faithful people to God, to the God who has called us. And so for those who are faithful, these things are going to happen, but God is with us. Amen? And that's what the gospel author is trying to convey to us. And this is what the message of Jesus is trying to convey to us, that although things are going to be difficult, although things are going to be challenging, but God is going to be with us through it all. So as Jesus tells the story about the signs of the end of times, so we know that God is going to be with us. Then in Matthew 24, verses 36 to 51, we find a day and the hour that is unknown, where Jesus is saying, we don't know when God is coming back. We don't know when, I don't even know when I'm coming back. So as to help us to realize that, you know, we have no idea when this is going to happen. And although we hear many people talk about, you know, Jesus is coming soon and how soon that's going to be, we have no idea when that is going to be. Amen? We need to be clear about that, for we've been talking about this for the past 2,000 years, and we still are waiting for Jesus. So we still are called to wait for that. But it's not a waiting about not doing anything while we wait. It's actually waiting, but doing what God is calling us to do. That's why this is about being faithful to God, right? So the day and the hour is unknown. So Jesus says, in the meantime, you have work to do. Amen? In the meantime, we have work to do. So, but wait for the Lord, for the Lord is coming. We don't know when that's going to happen, but we know God is faithful and God is going to bring God's kingdom on earth. And so, in that preparation, then we are told about the story, of course, of the faithful servants, right, who are faithful to God. And so, as they wait for the Lord fulfills his promise. And this is what we're told in the story at the end of chapter 24. And then we come to chapter 25, and the first thing we find in chapter 25 is that we find the story of the virgins, right? The ones with the lambs, right? The ones who were carrying the lambs of oil, and five were preparing, five were unprepared. And the ones who were prepared were fine, they were doing fine, and the ones that were not prepared, they went out to get some oil someplace else, and so they missed it, right? They missed the opportunity. And so we're told that the ones who came in were the virgins who were prepared, who have been waiting for the master to come. The story is precisely about our faithfulness to God as we have been called to wait, but not to wait without preparation. Not to wait simply by just staying put someplace, but actually to be prepared by being faithful to God, to what God is calling us to do. Now, if you had any question about that idea, of course, this chapter, in the reading from this chapter, chapter 25, the reading we just did from verse 14 and forward, just brings it closer to home. For you see, the story tells us then that as we come to this chapter, we are presented with these servants, right, have been given 1 5 talents, 1 2 talents, and 1 1 talent. And so we are told how they took the responsibility of what God has given them, and they have multiplied what God has given them, except for the last one, right? But we'll talk about that later. In this case, we find that in the process of multiplying, the issue here is not that they were multiplying or that God has intended for us to hear a story about multiplication of talents. The story is about faithfulness. And I need you to hear that. The story is about faithfulness. It's about doing what God is asking us to do and to be faithful to God's demand on us to do what God desires for us. And I love the way that this is presented by Jesus in the story. When the one who had 5 and made 5 more and presents this to the master, we hear the words of the master saying, "Well done. Well done, good and trustworthy slave." You hear that he didn't call him buddy, right? It was not like a, you know, hey, buddy, great job. No, he called him slave because he was a slave, right? And so are we all. We are all servants of Jesus Christ and therefore slaves. I need you to understand that for that calling as being disciples of Jesus, being followers of Jesus, is also that we're called to be slaves to God, slaves to Jesus. For indeed, we belong to God. And now it's important also to hear this because in the process of hearing this, we're hearing that we are trustworthy when we do what God is asking us to do. Amen? We are faithful, and when we're faithful, when we're trustworthy by doing what God is asking us to do, then God praises us, and this God then tells us, come, join in. Come enjoy, and come into the joy of your master. Enjoy the blessing of being in the master's presence. Enjoy the time. And he does that twice, of course, for the first two slaves who come before the master. For they have been trustworthy. For they have been faithful to God and what God has asked them to do. And in this case, of course, it's a story about being faithful to the master, right? But it's a story for us. As we continue the story, of course, we find that this is a story about being faithful to God. It's not a story about how much you can make. It's not a story about how much are you able to reap in the world. It's not about how much money you can give. It's not about how much resources you can put forward in the offering plate. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your faithfulness to God. Are you being faithful to God and what God has placed in your hands? Are you using the gifts that God has given you to be a blessing to others? Are you a blessing to the people around you, or are you a curse? For you see, the one who is part of the group, who's also a slave, is the one who had one talent. And he did not do what he was supposed to do. He was not faithful to God's calling on him to do something better. But God has called us all to be faithful to him, to be faithful in what God desires for us to do and the way that God desires for us to live our lives in this world. God indeed is calling on us to be faithful. For as we are faithful, then we hear the words from our master, well done, good and trustworthy slave. Well done, well done. You have done a great work. Come, come, enter into the joy of your master. I want to go into the joy of my master. Amen? I want to go into the joy of my master. Do you want to go into the joy of your master? Because you see, that's what this is all about. Are we faithful to the call that we have received from this God? Let me tell you, the next story that follows in the chapter, in chapter 20, 25, is a one that you know very well, right? This is the one with the sheep and the goats. And it's the same story having to do precisely with the idea of faithfulness to God. How faithful are we to God? Are we living that faithfulness to God by doing what God has called us to do? Are we living that call by presenting ourselves to this God completely and divesting ourselves completely and surrendering completely to our God? Are we opening ourselves to do what God has called us to do? There was a story that I found that I thought it would be nice to share with you. It's a simple story. It's a story that comes from from the Desert Fathers in the early church. And this was a group of monks who were in the desert, of course, and as it happens to be, but some of the monks in the desert, they had an abbot or a father who was the leader of the group. And this father came with the rest of the monks, and they were just praying, and they were having a time together. And at times, so that the other monks asked the abbot, Father, how can we persevere? How can we persevere in Jesus Christ? How can we follow Jesus Christ and persevere? So the father told them a story. He said to them, there was a hound and a deer. And the hound, of course, who was prepared, who was being trained to hunt deer, this one hound, saw a deer and started running after the deer. And as it happens with many hounds, the other hound saw this hound running, and as it happens with many hounds, they just ran behind the one who was running, looking at the deer. So in the process, the hounds that were behind the lead hound, they did not know why they were running, so some of them stopped running. And others who didn't know why the head hound was running, they got tired, and so they stopped running. But only the hound that was seeing the deer kept going, kept pursuing the hound. The father then told, as the monks were asking, how does that work for us? And he says, you know, when we keep our eyes on Jesus, when we keep our focus on his words, his teachings, his actions, his commandments, he will keep us faithful. When we focus our attention indeed in the living Christ, and we pursue Christ in our lives in order to be faithful to this Christ, God will keep us faithful. See, when I went to New York some time ago, when I came first to live in New York, this was in 1984. I was about 24 years old. I had no place to live, no steady place to live. I ran out of money, and I had no jobs. But every day I had to pass by a little church, and I know I told this story before, so just be patient and listening again. And I remember going to this, passing by this church every morning on my way looking for work, or my way going to school, trying to study at the time. It was a little Catholic church on 14th Street on the east side of New York. In shine or rain, it was always open for people to come and pray. And so I will always go into the church and pray. And I remember complaining to God. First I was praying and then started to complain. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happened to me, of course. I had nothing, and I did not see a prospect, so I didn't see how things were going to be better. But I do remember this so clearly. And that's how God used the Psalm 37. And it has never left me. For the Psalm says, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor their children begging for bread. And I can tell you this. I was 24 when this passage came to me at that moment. I am older now. I am older now, and I read this passage, and I am reminded indeed that I have not seen a righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. I have seen God's faithfulness in my life. I have seen how God has brought to my life all the things that I was not even expecting. Not because I am the best. Not because I am the best Christian or the best man. But because God is faithful when we also keep ourselves faithful. The story from the chapter that we read today from Matthew is a story about faithfulness to God. And when we are faithful to God, God indeed calls us into God's joy. Come into the joy of your God. Surrender your life completely to this God, and you will see how God indeed will bless you, and you will be a blessing to others. Be faithful to God, for indeed this God says to you and to me that He will never leave you alone. This God is telling you and has told me many times that He will never leave the righteous alone. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous woman? Have you decided to dedicate your life completely and utterly to this God who calls on you and calls on me? Have you decided to dedicate your life completely and utterly to the service of this God, no matter the consequences? For that's what it takes to be a follower of Jesus Christ. That is what it takes to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Well done. Well done. Good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter. Enter into the joy of your master. Do you want to enter? It is your choice. It is your calling. Enter into the joy of your master. Amen. Would you pray with me? Blessed and loving God, we present ourselves to you again, Lord. Lord, we know you keep calling on us, Lord. We know you keep calling on our lives, Lord, that we may dedicate our lives completely to you. Loving and blessed God, we present to you our lives, Lord, and we ask, O God, that you take us, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to commit ourselves completely to you, Lord, to surrender completely to your will, blessed God. Help us, O God, to feel your power and grace working in our lives, Lord, that we may indeed dedicate ourselves to be faithful to you, Lord. For you are faithful indeed to us, and you call us to faithfulness, Lord. Give us, O blessed God, give us an understanding that you indeed are the one who calls, and you are the one who sanctifies, and you are the one who keeps us safe, and you are the one who gives us freedom, and you are the one who gives us power to do your will. Blessed God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.